For example, PLCT is working here. Today's date is 09/11/2025. The patient is for Mr. Jacob Pagel. Pagel spells P-A-G-E-L. Jacob spells J-A-C-O-B. Date of birth is 09/22/1998. This is a 26-year-old gentleman here with toe pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for about a week or so. It's gotten worse today. Described pain as sharp, rated pain, the 7/10, worse with weight-bearing, period. Said pain is located on the lateral surface of his great toe. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Our physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of the room. Blood pressure is 121 over 80. Pulse 88. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Left great toe. Nail on the lateral surface is embedded into the soft tissue. There's edema, erythema. Erythema is migrating with pus discharge. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations. Macules or papules. No vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, he bears weight well with no with right antalgic gait, period, correction, left antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented on 3 cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is onychocryptosis, assessment number 2 is toe pain, assessment number 3 is cellulitis, right, left great toe, period. Next paragraph, procedure, partial nail removal. Next line, patient was educated on the process and procedure, what it entails. Next line, we talk about complications, which include but not limited to infection, bleeding, poor healing, a repeat or regrowth of the nail into the skin. Next paragraph. Patient understands complication and the procedure and gave verbal consent for me to proceed. Period. Next line. Patient was foot was soaked in betadine and tepid water for approximately 10 minutes, after which he was removed. Toe was the foot was pat dry and prepped with betadine, over wiped with alcohol. Next line. Approximately 3 milliliters of lidocaine without epinephrine was injected into his great toe, performing a digital block in the circumferential manner, period. Next line. Patient was then allowed to wait for approximately 15 minutes, then reassess for achievement of anesthesia. Next line, a forceps was used. Nail was removed from the lateral surface of the nail was removed from the surrounding soft tissue and cut. There was minimal amount of bleeding. Next line, bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, triple antibiotics was applied to surgery site. Next line, site was then secured with 2x2 and Coban. Next line, patient was given a post-op shoes and strongly encouraged to wear this post-op shoes for the next 7 days or so, period. Next line, patient will come back in 48 hours for re-evaluation. He was given a note to be away from work until Monday. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following. Tylenol number 3, 1 POTID PRN for pain, number 12, 1, 2. Next line, Bacitracin, correction, Bactrim, 800/160 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Next line, post-op shoe. Next line, patient was advised to keep site clean and dry, to come back to the clinic if he experienced a swelling, discharge, worsening of his pain. Says he understand and will comply. Patient was given a work excuse to return to work on Monday, September 15, 2025. End of dictation.